listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographers Series 2025. Artistic Direction, Brianna O'Mara and Chris Haring. The series is co-funded by the European Union in the frame of Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Melissa Gay, whose work Down, Fool album was invited to this year's Attention series. She talked about her fascination for huge crowds, about the magic of instant connection and how she met drummer Clément Grin, with whom she created the piece Down. How she sometimes prefers speaking with her body to speaking with her mouth, and the importance of warming up and accepting downs. My name is Almut Kreiser, and it was my pleasure to have a chat with Melissa. Hello and welcome. We are back at the Mumok at the Pop-Up Archive, and today I'm here with Melissa Gay.
Hi, and yeah, thank you for having me today.
I'm very happy to have you here. Some words about you, just very briefly. You are a dancer and a performer and choreographer. You got educated in Brussels and in Lausanne, and that's where you're staying, where you're what you call home, right? And you had been dancing for a lot of renowned artists in the past, and since a couple of years you also do your own productions. And the latest one is called Down, Fool Album. That's the one that was invited to the Attention series here at Impulstanz. And you made it together with a drummer, with Clément Grin. He studied jazz drums also in Lausanne, and he's very passionate, not only about jazz, also electronic music and experimental and poetry, I read. And it seems when you watch the two of you on stage, like you know each other for a long time, you seem very connected. But I hear it's not the case. You only met to make this piece, sort of. You found him to make this piece, right? Can you tell me about how this went?
Yeah, maybe we met somewhere else or in another timeline. In a way, I'm sure, because the first meeting was not so long ago. It's true, like now I think it's 3 years. And it was right after I did my 5 weeks as a Atlas person, doing 5 weeks at Impulstanz, taking workshop, watching performances, partying every night. So I was like full of all those experience.
I shortly interrupt you. Atlas is another scholarship program that is offered here at Impulstanz, similar to DanceWeb, but Atlas has a focus on choreography more than on dance. So that's what you did 3 years ago, you said, right?
Yeah, exactly. The program, like the DanceWeb have, like taking workshop, you also have time for you in the studio to search and like research on your own thing. And at the end, you have a time to present something. And I have to be honest, like I really like took a lot of workshop. Like I ate a lot of information, but I didn't work much in the studio alone because I realized this I can do anywhere. But here, during this like crazy crowd of Impulstanz, I wanted to like eat and be with people. And then I proposed something at the end of the festival, like a little presentation. And I guess this was the beginning, the draft of Down. But it was just myself in the middle of the crowd, moving in a loop of clapping, people clapping after a soul performance. And like shouting and clapping. And me, I was just in the middle of the crowd. So I already imagined like this thing with the concert that really attract my attention and my body, like how a crowd can move together without knowing each other. Like in those huge events, like festivals where like more than a million of people or thousands of people or protest march, when you're all moving in the same groove without knowing each other. And that really like interests my body and my mind in a way, like without any word, we are able to tune and to groove in the same beat, you know, like to walk in the same path. I don't know if it's a groove of peace or hope, maybe. But for sure, I think the body sometimes has more answer than the words, or at least for me. And then I found the groove, I guess, when I came back home after Vienna. I went to a concert, like in an industrial place, and Clément was there in the middle of destroyed cars, playing and dancing with his drum. Like, he was playing with his drum, but his soul was dancing with the drum. And I saw like fire around him. Like, I was really impressed, and I had an amazing flash to this moment and to this person. Like I guess in love we say the coup de foudre in French. So I had this for him at this moment. Like, I was like, oh my god, wow.
Sounds
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I think I will never forget this moment. Yeah. I remember feeling my body that it wanted already to move with him, like, mm-hmm. or to meet. So I also like took the opportunity of this nice feeling to just ask. And after the concert, we crossed by chance in a coffee. So I just proposed him to have like a session together, because I also felt like he's really into improvisation. And this is my way also of working and researching.
Very chess-like.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we made like a jazz improvisation together. I mean, by jazz we know like it was not jazz, but I felt like a musician proposing this to him. You know, like I was like, I'm proposing my instrument, like my body, and like jamming with him. And he accepted. And then first day. We went, I have this atelier, also industrial place. And I guess this was the beginning of the creation. It was so intense. Like it was meant to be. Like it was just like two comets or two stars like crashing to each other. And we couldn't stop. Like I guess in the jazz, like in the old club, or when you just go for all night, like...
So you just met, he brought his drums, and you sat down in your atelier, or did not sit down, but you, well, were both in there, and he started playing, and you started dancing, and you went on like this for hours, what I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. We had a coffee first, and I remember because I didn't warm up. We had a coffee and a cigarette, to be honest. And we were really shy with the words, like we didn't really speak, and... Me, I didn't have a plan or a thing to propose. Just wanted to jam.
Yeah.
So when we finished the coffee and the cigarette, we went to the atelier. And then, yeah, we jammed and we went somewhere else. Like, I can tell you that something when not in the earth at this moment, like when your soul, you know, when you touch this moment of grace, like I have the feeling your body is still here, but something is going somewhere else. And we met there, and we grew for hours there. But then when I touched the floor back, I broke my knee. Like, this seems really dramatic, but it's true. I was too high.
Oh, you didn't warm up and you went too wild.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And then?
And then it was the first injury of my life. Like, I really broke my meniscus, and... I felt it was bad. So then I continued a bit and I said, and it was the first time, you know, you were with a stranger and you said, I think I'm not feeling really good, but thanks for this moment. And I went home, but the next morning I felt like something really bad happened. So then for me, this was my down. Like, this is what I call down also, like, just to, you don't have the choice of letting go. Because I had to stop dancing for a month and I needed the surgery. And Clément, that I didn't know yet, was also really around to support.
That was the moment that gave the title for the piece. That's the down that's still there then?
Yeah. I don't know if it came at this moment or maybe after. Because it's true, like, mentally and physically, I went really down. Like when you cannot do what you want with your body, and when you're like injured as a dancer, it's something really like confrontant. Like, yeah, you have to look what's happening, and you just It was the first time when I couldn't do what I dreamt to do.
And you were so full of these excitements because you met this person that, yeah, you ended up in this certain trans space so quickly. Huh. What a bummer. First time and then this happens. So, yeah. And then you say it took months until you could go back to dance. So how did you go on then?
It was a good lesson that I'm still learning today of not resisting, of holding, but letting go. And this, I think it's a wish that I have sometimes for, I can't speak about the world, but at least for my people of also love, of accepting when, like, to let go and to, like, surround and to really, like, dive really deeply. It's not something, it's not a sweet walk in the mountain for sure. But I just realized, like, diving and letting your soul and your body dive really deep, you can also meet new things that were in the dark. And for sure, I think I met this, what we can call dark part. And to be honest, I found that dancing and moving with also, like, demon, or maybe I would say more ancestor for myself, like something who is, like, hidden, it's as beautiful as a walk in the mountain, which is more up. Like, I just, for me, like, going down was also to realize, like, down doesn't have to be scary or doesn't have to be, like, forbidden. It was more like an invitation for this personal experience, like, to let go. But it's also, for me, it was also like a new way to embrace and to look at the world. Like, why do we have to hold up and, like, to run all the time with the water just, like, around your neck? Like, also to accept that sometimes we cannot win and we just have to let go. So this down is also an invitation. We speak about, with Clément, about, like, a little boat we have, like a wooden boat. And we invite all the audience there. And it's an invitation to sink all together and to go in the deepness of the, can be the sea, or I'm speaking a lot with my imagination worlds, words. But yeah, it's this invitation, it's really movement for me. It's really like to, yeah, to go down all together.
But to some extent also to root, right? I mean, the roots of a tree are going down and they give you stability, or they give the tree stability. When you talk about it right now, it sounds to me like that it is connected to that, to actually to root and to find peace and to recover. So it's an important process also, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I also like the image of roots and tree and a lot about the earth. Like, I'm taking energy in this performance a lot with the earth. So I think I'm calling up other things that are not visible. Like, in the crowd, there are the visible crowd and the visible people, like I'm moving around, but also the invisible one that I'm inviting and with who I'm moving since ever. And this took me time to realize.
That's an impression that I got, that you are during this performance, because just to quickly describe the setup, there's no stage. I mean, there's a little stage where the drum is on, the drum set, and Clément is sitting there. And then there's some other little stages where people are sitting down when they enter the room, but soon enough realize, oh, it's not meant for sitting, because you dance on those. But you also dance on the ground and you move around and you move the people with you. So there's no proper stage and audience area. It all is mixed up. Yeah, what a thought that I had when watching it was that even though you are right in the middle of the people and you're sort of, sometimes you seem like a puppeteer, you make them move here and there and they all understand and move wherever you want them to move. But even though you go close and you sort of seem to try to connect with them, I always had the feeling you're connected with someone different that is not visible, because you are also with the mimic, you have a lot of mimic going on there, and you are by yourself and you are busy with some other forces that are not visibly around you. And that's what you mean with dancing with your ancestors, I guess? Is that...
Yeah, it's... I always have my hands open to connect with the people who are there invisible and to be aware and to not like hurt them, because I'm moving. I know I can move fast in the crowd, but I also have my other hands open to the invisible. So it's like this connection for me between the visible and the invisible, that my body can be like, what's the name in English? Like something that also like, un récipient, maybe in French, or I will find another word, like some...
A recipient in English.
Yeah, maybe a recipient or something, maybe a word that... Something that can pass. So, like a vector or a receptor. Mm-hmm. And it's true, like I know, and I saw all of you on the crowd yesterday. I'm really present. Like, I remember my mother, because she came to see the performance, and...
She came to Vienna?
No, she didn't come another time. Yeah, another time. When we premiered in Vidi, she came. And I think she saw the same thing you said with the eyes, like, I'm there, but I'm also busy with something else, somewhere else. So for her, it was... Like, she asked me if I was in trance or if I was really somewhere else, that I didn't see her. And it was really hard, you know, like, you didn't see me and I was there. But no, I see everyone. I'm really connected to the present. And the connection with the Clément, the drummer, helped me for this. That we're so much in the present. I exactly know when he will stop and I can start back again. It's only about rhythm. It's just physics. I'm not going somewhere else, like in trance. But for sure, I'm inviting something else that some can call ancestors, some other can call invisible. And for me, it's just physique, like I'm still opening for both, and also for my and the imagination of other people. Like, I enjoy so much when people at the end told me what they saw. Like, for some, it's really dark, like the invisible part, and for other, it's more like nice images of hope and a kind of resistance of the war. So it's also about what's going on now in the world, I guess. Like, people are also touched in different way. But I like that this invisible part leave place for people to dive with their imagination inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. I remember just that in a newspaper there was written about your piece. I don't know if I remember literally, but something like, you make pain or you make the down feelings very enjoyable or something. And I found it quite fitting, because that's a thought that I had, that it is called down, and it sort of, yeah, sounds like something negative to some extent, but the people, they seem the opposite of it. They seem extremely uplifted, and the feedback of the crowd during the performance was euphoric in a way that you don't see that often during a performance. Maybe at music festivals or something, yeah, but that it was this sort of cheering that you got and that you and Clément got there, which was exciting in this context.
Yeah, we were really touched. Because for sure it was also really impressive for us to be here and to present the work during Impulse Dance and the, with attention, and also in front of a lot of dance community, like dance people. Like, I remember myself going to watch so many performances and being also really critique, because you watch like 45 shows in a month. So of course, at one point you're like so critique. And yeah, to be completely transparent, I was a bit afraid at the beginning, like, yeah, this is the crowd, like it's the same generation as me. So I was impressed yesterday, like we were both impressed with Clément. So we were really touched to see that the work could, like the proposition could touch or open something with the audience. Because this work is is made with the audience. So yesterday, if everyone was like kind of against, it for sure won't be the same. And yeah.
I was also wondering how much the evenings, because you've showed it quite a couple of times now, right? It had been all around. How much the evenings differ from each other, because the audience is such a big part of it. The audience is different everywhere and every day.
Yeah, the spectrum is huge. And we spoke about music festival. And just before coming here, we had like a music festival in Switzerland. We are playing outside because we also have this shorter version of the performance called Down Single Version. Yeah. It's shorter, mm-hmm. and this is what we started with. Mm-hmm. And we still toured this one a lot in like music festival, because also like lighter as a technique, and anyway. So we performed this one, and there it was in front of, I heard, like 2,000 people. And we were outside, people were sitting on like stair of a cathedral, and they were all around us. I think this one I will never forget either, like to move a crowd. And I did the same move that I'm doing, like I did yesterday in front of, I guess we were 160 people, something like this. But I'm doing the same move with my hands to move them. Mm-hmm. And I was in the middle of this crowd, and I did the same movement, and you can you imagine like 2,000 people like separating like waves of water, and me like watching Clément, and because it's also about present, I can also feel this and be happy with this. So I just like look at him, I smile, and then I jump in the crowd with like the smoke bomb. And I had the sensation that the crowd could like hate me, because there were so many, but everything was so smooth. And also I had the sensation like in those kind of context, people are like, first of all, they are easily standing up during music festival. And this changed a lot the beginning. When if people come in a theater, in an institution, and if they pay a ticket, they will sit, and I will sit too, like as an audience. And this we realized because every context we made, like with the ticket office in an institution, even if I hope the setup is welcoming to also be standing up, everyone sits at the beginning. So now we know, we are not surprised. At the beginning, I was really surprised because we really imagined this setup for people to stand up. Mm-hmm. Music festival, the opposite. No one is sitting. Like everyone is up and ready to move, and that make already a different entrance for the performance.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I found it funny this time because I've seen. I think it was even a premiere, because Lifelong Burning was invited to Lausanne last year to Programme Commun. With another program, the Creative Crossroad Artists met there, and that's why we were there, all of the partners, and we had been watching also your piece. And I do remember that people were sort of shy there as well, but I sort of forgot about the beginning. I just remember that there was this crowd sort of dancing with you, and when I entered in WUK yesterday, I was like, why is everyone going back? Why are they so shy? What are they doing? And then I realized, they don't know yet what's coming.
Yeah, and also it took us time to understand those rules, like what an architecture or what a history of a place can make to your body. And it's hard to resist to this, like it's hard for a person who wants to suit in a space to do the opposite of this, what the space is asking. Like, it's true, like, if you go to a theater, or at least in Western Europe, you go and you sit, and you buy a ticket, you dress, and you sit. So we knew that bringing concert sign to this kind of institution, it's a tryout, but it takes time for people also to, as you said, like, to accept. And now I also learn not to be disappointed or not to wait anything for the audience. And it's more like me, it makes me think of what an institution or like what a place can make to our body. This is a beautiful question to ask. And when I see people outside, because we play also a lot outside, like in a public space, how the body of the people in the public space are they more free or less free than when they are in a theater institution? And this is really interesting to see with this performance.
And they are more free in public space?
Yeah, completely. Yeah. It take in a theater, it takes time for people to feel, I wouldn't say freedom, but to feel free to move. And now I understood what's the kind of the rule or the step to make with them, to tell them with my body, I won't do anything with you, like, you know, I won't touch you, I won't ask you anything, just to move. And for them to feel free to move like they will move in the public space. And in public space, I don't have to ask a lot because it's their space as mine. Yeah. So this sharing space, it's more easy.
Yeah, makes sense. There's a lot of things that we have totally internalized in terms of rules, I guess. And there's one question that I ask myself as well, because I had been like in the evening program, I think it was an interview with Katrin Weser from Gessner Allee. And there you said that down, it's something, a period that you experience often after a residency or after a project, and that you had to learn to handle it as well. And that's something, yeah, kind of familiar to me as well, that after a festival, intense time that you spend with certain people at a certain place, when it ends, it's this interruption and you're sort of lost for a bit. Since you had been making art for quite a while now, I was wondering if you found your strategies to get out of this or to make it enjoyable.
For sure, staying always up is not... because I
not
tried. It's not an option. During the summer, this summer, for example, we had a lot of different festival, a lot of tour, one after the other. And I guess summer, sun, or excitement can make my body stay really up all the time. Mm-hmm. But there is a moment when I need to crash. There is a moment when you need or we need to crash. Like, so yes, I'm still learning. I cannot say that I'm a master of this, but I'm learning, and I'm also seeing how important it is to dive. I hope you don't take me wrong if I say, like, also dive back in the reality, because festival is real and dance community is real, but it can be also like a small world in the big world. And
it definitely is.
It definitely is. And we spoke before about roots. And I come from the countryside, and for me, like, nature is one of the vector that can bring me back to make the down more smooth, mm-hmm. and to go back to the roots and to recharge the energy, to also like clean the, you know, like we are a lot in the cities, like the tour are a lot like in cities, big cities. My body and I guess your body is crossed by so many people, so many talk, so many meetings, so many movements. So at one point, for sure, now I realize I need to go down, clean. I do a lot of, for example, I can give you really concrete example. Like, I love to do sauna. Really, it's more in the winter, but I also love in the summer. And I'm living in Switzerland. We have the lake. And it's true, like, I'm aware of the chance and, yeah, privilege I have to live there, like, because it's the nature and the calm that this country has to offer is priceless. And, yeah, I'm thankful for this too. I feel now I can recharge, be connected with the nature family that I love, and then for sure... it's easier to go wild after in the tour and the life when you have this balance. So I'm so aware and so thankful for this privilege, because I know it's really rare to have both sides of the world. Like, you can have the kind of a yin and a yang, and I'm slowly finding this. and this give to my down a more sweet taste.
That sounds very reasonable. Good advice you give here. I totally agree on it. All right. One more thing I would like to talk with you concerning your stay here in Vienna, because the Attention series is a sort of collaboration between the Impulse Dance Festival and the Lifelong Burning Network, with the festival inviting you to show your work and with us, Lifelong Burning, inviting you to actually prolong your stay and not just hop and drop, but to stay in Vienna and enjoy the festival. And you get studio space and you get the opportunity to do workshops and see performances and so on. And I'm curious how your time went. I've been seeing you around for a couple of days now. How did you spend your time?
I can start by thanks, because thanks to this opportunity that I could come before. It's really rare. Sometimes I decide on my own. This also is a nice tip for the down. I decide often to stay if I can, to prolong my day of like 1 day or 2 days, to stay in the city without performing. And that this was a gift from like that we received. It was great, so I decided to come 1 week before, not with my team, but alone. And first it was like a nice memory flashback of me being there as a student doing Atlas. And I kind of found back some mates that I met there who also came with work.
Amazing.
Like Gush is great. I know like Julie, we met there 3 years ago.
She was in Atlas as well.
Yeah.
Because she's also, is somehow in the credits of Down also. She was your outside eye or something.
Yeah.
You worked together.
Yeah, exactly. We met there and we had a beautiful connection. And now we're working, like she came to do the outside eyes. And I'm going in September to the outside eyes for her performance. And I think it's kind of magical, like 3 years after, we are both invited at Attention presenting our work. Like, this is a dream, really. And also like Catol's team, they're kind of all my friends because we studied together at Manufacture in Lausanne with Catol, Auguste and Colin and the other that I met.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it was, I don't know if this is real, but I think it's real. And for sure it will be a huge down for me after, because I found all my people here. So I came alone, but I was never alone. Like, I came to see their show and I was so proud of them and I came to support. And I also did this research project, like a 1 week workshop about a glitch choir. They came last year as an Attention performance.
Deva Schubert, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. And it was here at 10th Quartier. So I could also like meet people from the festival, do voice research. And then every night, going to see performances. I went to see a lot of Attention performance, to be honest, yeah.
Great.
So I had an amazing week, and I don't know how you feel, but I feel I'm already here since a month. So I think it was a good timing. 2 weeks is beautiful. And then my team arrived, and now we are presenting, and soon we go home. So it's great.
So you have one more show tonight, and then one tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we are talking now, sort of beginning mid-August. But when this podcast is going to be released, we talk about November, December sometime. Can you give us already some hints, some insights of what you will be busy with then? Is there even maybe some dates that we can pronounce now that are close then to see your show somewhere, or something new or something different, whatever? What's up then, do you know?
Yeah, so we finish our summer tour in Slovenia with Down. We have a date there end of August. And then we're going in this festival, I don't know if you know, it's called TNT near Barcelona in Spain. And also in the city where Clément lives in Switzerland, La Chaux-de-Fonds. So this is kind of our autumn and winter, more like fall.
Yeah.
And then I met last year Katarina Andreu, who was also part from Attention years ago.
Yes, I actually looked it up because I saw you worked with her. It was 2016 already. It's a really long time ago, but she was part of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. She was part of it. So it's just funny how like this community is huge and at the same time really small. Like, she was really happy for me that I'm coming there, I'm coming here. And she told me how it was for her. And yeah, I worked with her for her last group piece called Bless This Mess. Mm-hmm. I love performing with Katarina and with all the dancers there. We are four on stage. We tour a lot this piece, and it was a kind of similar crush that we had, that I had with Clément, that I had with Katarina. And we decided to do a duet together for next spring. And the premiere will be in Théâtre de Vidi. During, it's not anymore Programme Commun, but it's like Tempo Forte. It's next April. And so I will start the creation like soon, in September with Katarina, between Lyon, like in, she's based in France, and me in Lausanne. And I'm really excited about this. Like, the title is Shout Twice. And yeah, it's another soul that I met, which will just have the trust that we can take our hands together and yeah, shout even louder because we are next to each other.
That sounds really great. Thank you very much for taking your time. I wish you a reasonable amount of upcoming crushes like this, as fruitful and as peaceful as you're telling about them. And for the next couple of weeks, enjoy the lakes and the saunas. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographers series. To never miss a new episode, follow us on Deezer, Podcast Addict, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. For more artist conversations, visit our websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsdance.com.